Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther. We are basing ourselves in the Sefer Likutei Sichos, the Lubavitch Rebbe, in Chelek Vav, Parashas Mishpatim, the first Sicha. The Torah says in Parashas Mishpatim, Kol Aman V'Yosem Lo Sanan, that one is not allowed to afflict an orphan or a widow. Rashi explains, V'hu Adin L'chol Adam Ela Shedibar Kasev Behoveh. Really, you're not allowed to afflict anybody, so why did the Pasuk single out an Aman and a Yosem? Because the Pasuk was talking about the more common case. Why? Because they're teshushei koach, they're weak. And davar matzila nosim, and it's more common that people are afflicting an orphan or widow than other people, but really not to afflict anybody. This is really the third time in the parasha the Rashi says this lashon of dibur hakasuv behoveh. The first time is the pasuk that says, chafalef chafches, v'chiyigach shor as isha v'meh, sakal yisakal asho, when an axe gores a man or a woman and the person dies, the axe is gored. Rashi says, really, echad shor v'echad kol behema, chayv of, both an axe and any other animal. But rather, the pasuk is talking about the more common case. So not only is an axe killed if the axe, not only is an axe stoned if he kills a person, but so too is any animal. So why did the pasuk single out axe? Because that's the more common case. Nachamo, the Rashi says in Perikov Beis Pasuk Yitzayin, Achshef Eloi Sechaye, you now let a witch live. Somebody who practices witchcraft, the woman who practices witchcraft. Ela tumas beveizdin, Rashi says she has to be killed in the beizdin. Vechad zechar vechad nekeva till she dibur kasev behoved. But the pasuk was just talking about the common case. Shenashim emitzuyos machshefos, because women are more common, more likely to be machshefos. But even a male machshef, even a male witch, is killed. But the pasuk points at singles out female because that's the more common case. So we have to understand, after Rashi already told us earlier that the Torah was Medaber Behoveh, the Torah tells us the more common case. So when you get to the Pasuk of Alman of Kol Alman of Yosem Lo Sanan, you could figure it out on your own that Hu Adin L'chol Adam Ela Shedibar Kasuv Behoveh, that you're not allowed to afflict anybody, but the Pasuk was talking about the more common case. So why did Rashi find it necessary to teach us this idea again, as if there's some sort of Chiddush? However, if you're medayik well, in our case of Alman of Yosem Lo Sanan, there's a change in the lashon of Rashi with respect, in contrast to the first two times it says Dibar Kasuv Behoveh. The lashon of Rashi with respect to Shor is Echad Shor ve'Echad Kol Behema Chayev Of, and also Linyan Machshefa, it says Echad Zecharim ve'Echad Nekev, it's both an axe and any other animal, both male and female witches. In our case also it should have said Echad Almana V'Yasam V'Echad Kol Adam, both in Almana Yasam and other people. Rashi's Mishan of the Lashon, and he writes Hu Adin L'Chol Adam. Very interesting Shinu in Lashonos Rashi. Hu Adin L'Chol Adam, so to every person, not Echad Yasam Almana V'Echad Kol Adam. Hu Adin L'Chol Adam, unlike in the previous case where he said Echad Echad, both this and that. Another chiddush we have in the lashon of Rashi here, that with earlier with respect to the machshefa, it says dibur kasev behoveh shenasim mitzuyis machshefos. The pasuk is talking about the more common case because women are more commonly witches, but he doesn't say why. He doesn't say the reason why women are more commonly witches. However, in our case, with respect to Alman and Yasser, Rashi didn't just tell us that it's more common that the person is going to afflict an orphan and a widow. Rather, Rashi explains why lefishem teshushe korach, because they're weak. So why does Rashi here add an explanation? So the biur is that enochinami, in our case of Aman of Yasam, it's really different than the cases before. When the pasuk says v'chiyigach shor ish, and also on machshefa, these words shor and machshefa were written lechatchila as an example. In other words, since you can't write v'chiyigach stam, you have to explain who gored, when gored, when who gored. So you have to write shor. So you understand, l'chatchila, that shor is a dugma. So that's once the Torah wrote shor, the shor is only a dugma for kol behema chayev of. And the Torah uses the most common dugma. It has to write something, so it's going to use the most common example, and so to the gabe kishuf. You can't write lo sechaye. You have to know who lo sechaye. So man, the Torah had to write a machshef or a machshefa. So the Torah wrote machshefa because machshefa is more common. There's a famous Briska Rav that somebody once asked him about. It says Eretz Chita Sara Tena Gef Riman Eretz Shemen Udvash. Whatever's earlier in the pasuk, we make the bracha on first of the Shivas Haminim. So Somebody once asked the Briska Rav, he said, but the Torah had to write it in a certain order. One has to be before the other. So how do you know that it's teaching us that one comes before the other for bracha? Maybe it's just listing it because you have to put one before the other because it's the only way to make a list. So the Briska Rav answered, in Torah there's nishkin muchrach, nito muchrach. There's no, Torah had to. Torah did it, the Torah could have found a way around it. But anyway, here where Lubavitcher Rebbe Nahum Tan, he understands that the Torah had to, kiviyachol, write an example of machshef or shor, of something. So the Torah chose machshef and shor. But the chatchila, it's only an example. That's why Rashi said, echad shor v'echad kol b'chai v'hem bof. Echad zchor v'echad nekev. Really, there's no difference between the dogma the Torah gave and any other case. It's mamish haynu hach. When it says shor, it means kol b'hem b'chai v'hem. When it says machshefa, it means mamis zacharim. However, in our case, you can't say that the pasuk says amana v'yasam as dugmos l'chol adam. The Torah says amana v'yasam, it means kol adam. Because if it just would have wanted to give an example, it wouldn't have had to say amana and yasam. Why two? Just give one. Say amana or yasam, the more common one. Why does it say two? So it's not just to give an example. So for the fact that the Torah wrote both amana and yasam, it's understood that it means it's not just merely an example, but it's bedafka that the pasuk is talking only about a yasam and amana. So taka here, the pasuk is only talking about a yasam and amana, and that's why the Torah says behemshech imanei sanel so inkim tzok yitzak elay shemosh shmatzakas ovachor api vayo amanos, that it says that your wives are going to be amanos and your kids are going to be yasam, and it's mida keneged mida because the pasuk is only talking about amanos and yasam. See, the pasuk and the pasuk is that it's only talking about amanos and yasam, and therefore the punishment is mida keneged mida, that for doing this aveira people's wives are going to become amanos and their children yasam. And therefore Rashi doesn't say echad yasam echad amani v'yasam ve'echad kol adam as if there's no difference, because there is a difference. Here Taka the Torah is only talking about aman and yasam. Ah, you're going to learn this and you're going to say, but you're allowed to afflict other people? And that Rashi says, Hua din l'chol adam. The pasuk is only talking about an amana yasam, but the same din applies to every person. However, if the din of lo sanan is b'chol adam, so why taka did the Torah only mention amana yasam? That's why Rashi says, Dibra Kasavova, Lefi Shem Chushe Korach Vidavra Matsila Nosam. So here Rashi has to give a reason. The other case, he didn't have to give a reason why it says this example. You have to give some example. So it gives the most common example. But here, that it's not merely an example. Here the pasuk is Bedafka. So we want to know why the pasuk chose this Bedafka. If it's b'chol adam, so why did the pasuk sing it alman and yasam if it's b'chol adam? And the answer is because they are teshushe koach. So when it comes to the other two cases, we don't have to give reasons why the Torah singles out the shor and the machshefa. It's a more common case. You have to give one example, so it gives the more common one. So if everything is understood, but in our case, we're left with a question, because in our case, we prove from the fact that it brought two examples that it's bedafka, amana and yasam. However, we know that it's also kol adam. So if it's kol adam, so why amana and yasam? Why does Torah sing it amana and yasam? And the answer is, that's why Rashi's compelled to give a reason. Lefish ain't shushe koch v'davar matzilai nosam. Because they're weak and it's more common to afflict them. We can explain further why Rashi had to bring again the klal of Dibra Kasav Behovet, like we asked earlier. That in our case, there's a special chiddush in this Dibra Kasav Behovet that we don't find earlier. In the earlier two cases that Rashi says Dibra Kasav Behovet, the Hove is the Metzias, not in the Psak Halacha. In the Pasuk of Ki Yigach Shor, so even though the din is B'kol Behema Chai V'Of, when the Torah is explaining a case of negicha, it says kigach shor, because that's what usually happens in the metzias. In the pasuk of machshefa, the more the metzias is, the more machshefos, the machshefim. However, in our case, it's not pshat that b'metzias more almanas and yasoms are afflicted than other people. So, what's the dibra kasav behove? It's linyan atzivui. That this is the more common case that the Torah has to warn us about. Not that it's going to happen more necessarily, because it could be that other people, there are a lot more people in the world than there are Yisom and Almanis. So it could be other people are going to be afflicted more. However, here there's more reason for the tzivui for an Alman and a Yosem. Not in the Metzias Alman and Yosem are more, but in the reason for the command. There's more of a reason to command about an Alman and a Yosem than other people. Since that's the case, this is Svara to say that even though when explaining a Metzias, you're going to say the Dugma. That's Mati Malafi HaOveh, the more common case. When you're talking about a command, a Tzivui HaRa, it's going to be more Meduktak. And therefore, in an hour, it's going to be more exact. Because here, you're giving a command. You're not just talking about what is. You're giving a specific Tzivui. So since you're giving a specific Tzivui, and you only singled out the Yasam Aman and Yasam, it must be, it only applies to an Alman and a Yasam when you're describing a Metzias. So we can just be giving an example. Why do we have to give an example to that specific Metzias? We're talking about a Metzias of an animal goring a person to death, killing a person. We're talking about a Metzias, a more common Metzias of a Machshefa than a Machshef. So it's understood that even in the less common mitzvahs, why does the Torah care? Just because it's the more common mitzvahs, therefore there's going to be a mitzvah about it. No, every mitzvahs. But here, we're giving a special mitzvah, not because it happens more often. The reason we singled out Alman and Yasam is because there's a special inyan by an Alman and Yasam, not to be man and Alman and Yasam. So since we're talking here about Tzivui, so maybe it only applies to an Alman and Yasam. Because they're Chushe Koach. So you might think that it only applies to Aman and Yasam. And therefore Rashi was compelled to tell us that Dibur HaKasuv BeHoveh, that the Pasuk is talking about the Hoveh, where you often find something that, like we said, you have to command about more. But Ein HaChinami Hu hadin l'chol adam, but really it applies to everybody, that one is not allowed to afflict anybody. But you would have a havin meaning to say that it doesn't apply to everybody. So since we're in the realm of tzivui, the Torah utilized these examples, bedafka, that specifically a yasam and an almana, because they're tshushe koach. There's more of a reason to command about them than others. So you have to be especially sensitive. But other people know. That's what you might think. So kamash malan. No, Dibra Kasu Behoveh, that we have a special reason to command about this, but it also applies Hu Hadin L'chol Adam. So again, the Pasuk is talking Dafka about a Yasam and Almana, but in a Chinami, Hu Hadin L'chol Adam. Hashem came in the other cases where we're just giving a Dugma from the Metzias. So there it's Echad this and Echad that, both this and that. It's really, the Pasuk is really talking about everything. Even Pshuta Shel Mikra. So that's some thoughts on this Rashi, Gur Gevaldik. We should be Zoch, Elil Modul, Lamed, Lishma, Vlas, Lakaim, Skaldur, Islam, Torah, Sidi Ava, Amen, Shalom, Sweetest Friends.